I'm Dr. Orion Terraband, and this is PsychHax, Better Living Through Psychology. And the topic of today's short talk is you don't need money to get women. This is a very common misunderstanding among men. And like many misunderstandings, it actually has a grain of truth to it that has subsequently been misinterpreted or overgeneralized. The grain of truth is that all of the things being equal, if a woman is presented with two otherwise identical options, and one is rich and one is poor, then she is almost certainly going to select the rich man in the sexual marketplace. Like, why wouldn't she? However, this just means that having more money is generally seen as an asset to women. In actuality, you don't need money, and you absolutely don't need to be rich in order to get access to women. I know this from personal experience, and I know this from working with thousands of men. Let me speak from my own experience for a minute. This may come as something of a surprise to you, but when I was a broke actor in my 20s, it was easier for me to get women than when I was a successful doctor in my 30s. Strange, but true. And I'll talk about why I think that was the case a little bit later in this episode. My point is that while you might need money to keep women around in the long term, you definitely don't need money to get women in the first place. Too many men believe that being high value is just a euphemism for having high net worth. It's not. So let's talk about what's behind this fascination with money. I made an episode a while back called Beware of Attraction Proxies that you might want to check out if you haven't already. Attraction proxies are things that we hope will do the work of attracting people in lieu of actually doing the work of attracting people. For some guys, an attraction proxy is a six-pack. They think, oh, I just need to get a six-pack and women are just going to start throwing themselves at me. No, that's not how it works. For other guys, it's a fancy car and they think once they see my ride, they're just going to be lining up, man. And that's also not how it works. Like a man could literally be earning an eight-figure income and some women are simply not going to care. And the women who do care, simply as a consequence of that piece of information, are also probably not the women that man is going to want to have to deal with. The point is that these things are not the silver bullet that many men hope they will be. Every month, I'm telling you, I work with guys who fly private and own super yachts who are looking for advice on how to get laid. I guarantee that there is an unemployed, broke dude living in his parents' basement who is smashing tonight. I guarantee that that is happening somewhere. And that means that there is a woman out there who is willing to look past all of those things because he gives her other things. And these other things actually are instrumentally related to getting laid. Now, there are three things that help a guy get women. Any one will work, but if you have all three, even better. And the good news is that none of them will cost you a dime. Let's go through them. Thing number one is confidence. Confidence is the consistent felt experience of success. So it's easier to be authentically confident with women once you've enjoyed a sufficient amount of success with women. Until you reach that point, however, it's possible to be like psychotically confident. It's psychotic because it's not really predicated on reality-based evidence. And it kind of requires that you turn off a part of your mind that, say, remembers all your past failures or imagines all the way things could go wrong. And this isn't necessarily a bad or crazy or unhealthy thing. Like, football quarterbacks need to be psychotically confident to some degree, in the sense that they need to be able to get up after being sacked and trust that on the next play, their defensive line will hold and they can get the yardage that they need. Psychotic confidence kind of just never considers that it might not succeed, which actually increases the odds of success, all other things being equal. Thing number two is the ability to engage a woman's emotions. This is the real core of being attractive. Like, one way to be attractive is to have a symmetrical face, a rugged jawline, and well-defined arms. However, that's not the only way. You can be attractive by being humorous and playful. You can be attractive by being mysterious and unpredictable. You can be attractive by being dangerous and edgy. You can be attractive by being cocky and bold. This is because attraction is functionally the ability to capture attention through emotional engagement. You can do this by being super hot, but most of us aren't. So most of us will need to find other ways to capture attention through emotional engagement, which absolutely exist. Many average-looking guys have mastered the ability to engage a woman's attention through her emotions, and these guys do not have a problem getting laid. And thing number three is being a contextual alpha. With respect to getting women, it's better to be the biggest fish in a smaller pond than to be a bigger fish in a bigger pond who is not the biggest fish in that pond. And I think this phenomenon is directly related to the success that I enjoyed as an actor in my 20s. Even if I was just performing in some fringe theater in New York City, if I was the lead, I'd be on that stage for 2 hours. And during that time, 100 people would be looking at me and listening to me and paying attention to me and applauding me. Do you see? Even if that show was of no particular significance in the history of the world, like within the mood of that experience, I was the king of that little castle. And occupying the dominant role in a status hierarchy, no matter how small or potentially ridiculous that hierarchy, is really effective at getting women. This means that even if you're a small-time musician playing to 8 people in a dive bar on a Tuesday, or you're the guy that gets everyone together for a Magic the Gathering tournament, or you're hosting a local event on investment strategy, you can occupy the highest rung on a ladder, almost irrespective of who you are. That said, you might have to build the ladder beneath you. Okay? But expending that effort will make it more likely that the resultant social structure serves your best interests, won't it? These three things, confidence, the ability to engage a woman's emotions, and being a contextual alpha, are what actually get men laid. They are not proxies. They directly solve the problem. And the more you exercise these solutions, the more you'll realize that the belief that all women just want relationships is wrong. Like, that's a myth. There are plenty of women who just want to smash. There are plenty of women who just want to have fun. However, they're only going to show you that side of themselves if they're attracted to you. That is, if you're able to capture their attention through emotional engagement. Cars, money, a six-pack won't help you if you cannot do this. However, if you can do this, you don't need the other things. So if you're a man looking to expand his sexual optionality, I would highly encourage you to learn these things rather than spend a lot of time, energy, and money trying to create indirect and ultimately ineffective solutions to the problem of access. Hopefully that clears a few things up. What do you think? Does this fit with your own experience? Let me know in the comments below. And if you've gotten this far, you might as well like this episode and subscribe to this channel. You may also consider becoming a channel member with perks like the priority review of comments or booking a paid consultation. As always, thank you for listening.